Riding toward the sound, Rachel whistled loudly for Scratch. She kept expecting him to come bounding out of the grass at any moment. Of all the neighbors' dogs, Scratch was the friendliest. When his tail wagged in greeting, the rest of his body seemed to wag too. The barking grew louder as Rachel and Lucky approached the creek. Rachel hoped that Scratch's owner, Claude Atherton, wasn't trying to fish. Scratch's barking sounded like a broken record, but Rachel couldn't hear Claude telling Scratch to be quiet. Rachel thought that was a little peculiar as Claude and Scratch were inseparable. There was a loud splash upstream, and a startled blue heron flew out of the creek. Then a muddy shape that Rachel barely recognized bounded up the bank. She didn't think she had ever seen a dirtier dog. Scratch's red and white coat was now black and brown. The fur stood out from his body in stiff peaks, and he smelled terrible, too. The dog rolled over on his back and wiggled his wet body back and forth on the dirt trail. Rachel was glad that she didn't have to groom and clean the filthy dog. But before Rachel could dismount and take a look at Scratch, the dog bolted for home. Rachel frowned. Scratch knew that Rachel invariably gave him a treat so he never ran from her. Scratch was behaving very strangely. Her curiosity aroused, Rachel trotted through the brush after Scratch. At the Atherton's farm, she found him hiding underneath the back porch. Scratch madly pawed at his fur, desperately trying to get the mud off. Rachel picked up a damp clod of mud. It felt slick and it didn't smell like creek mud. Scratch whined, and Rachel wished she could read the dog's mind. When he continued to whine, she used a treat to lure him out. Once out, Scratch leapt into her lap and covered her jeans and t-shirt with sticky black prints. Scratch lifted his head as Claude drove in the driveway, and before Rachel could stand up, Scratch had run to his master. Claude quickly bent down to examine his dog, and then he looked at Rachel with a puzzled expression on his face. Rachel began to explain, but Claude held up his hand. Claude asked Rachel to tell him where she had found Scratch, who was covered with oil as well as mud.